Let's play in San Juan while we search for Ingentia, the adventures of Lunasaria, Sonda, and the crew. Chapter 1.
Let's play in San Juan while Ingentia isn't around. Ingentia, are you around?
Ingentia, where are you? She woke up with a start, feeling a tickle on her nose. She rubbed her eyes, and while opening them, she saw him, her loyal friend, her adventure sidekick forever. Lunasaria sat up, and Sonda, the wind, fluttered around her. The warm and lively wind giggled and said,
"You finally woke up, Luna. I've been blowing for hours to see if you could hear me."
"Sonda, what's the problem? It's early,"
answered Lunasaria, still sleepy.
"Cousin Ingentia's gone."
"What do you mean she's gone? We went to bed exhausted last night after hours of playing hide and seek."
"I mean, Cousin Ingentia's gone, Luna. I can't find her anywhere."
"That's weird,"
said Luna.
"Ingentia's so big. How come you can't find her? Let me help you."
So, the pterosaur and her windy friend started to look for her around the huge Valle de la Luna, Moon Valley, known by humans as Ischigualasto Provincial Park. Sonda always joked that Lunasaria's surname was Ischigualasto, even though she didn't come from that place. They had already learned this in a former adventure to find out the origins of this orphan saurian. The wind and the pterosaur searched all around Ischigualasto, but Luna's cousin was still missing. It was very strange because Ingentia wouldn't normally do this kind of things. What had made her go away? Or maybe, was she hiding? It was a real mystery.
"Cousin!"
shouted Luna, forming a kind of megaphone with the tips of her impressive wings.
"Ingentia!"
yelled Sonda, worried about the missing cousin. Since he was the eldest, Sonda was in charge of looking after these two naughty saurian girls. They had already caused him lots of headaches. They weren't bad girls. They were just a bit daring for their young age. And their favorite pastime was flying all over San Juan. Sonda always traveled with them and helped to cover up their adventures. But this time, they had dared to go beyond the boundaries that the older saurian allowed. The girls had persuaded Sonda to explore this magic Triassic land, where they could always play bocce ball, climb the Barrancas Coloradas, Coloradas Cliffs, build sandcastles, and sculpt them with patience. Those who had bravely ventured into the place before recommended seeing El Hongo, the mushroom, getting into the Submarino, the submarine, and why not, playing hide-and-seek at night in the moonlight. Of course, our obedient and at the same time intrepid crew had already tried that, and then some. When the moon hid behind the clouds, they were completely exhausted, and little by little, they fell into dreamland.
"Cousin!"
insisted an exhausted Lunasaria.
"We have to find her now. Remember that the three of us are participating in the Carrusel del Sol that takes place in a few days. There's no time to lose. I'll ask for help at the side museum,"
proposed Sonda. With a quick start, Sonda disappeared among the rock formations and plains until he reached the William Sills Site Museum, located in the national park. As he couldn't go inside, he started to knock here and there on the windows, then to whistle and bang all around. With a naughty face, he caught everybody's attention. Sol and Lauti, who were in Valle Fertil for a summer camp in February, were the first who noticed him. That day, they were on an excursion in Moon Valley. Sonda, Sol, and Lauti had been great mates for a long time, and chance had it they would meet again that day. The kids saw their friend, Sonda, who winked at them, so they opened the museum window slightly to ask what he needed.
"Thank goodness you saw me. We need you right now for another adventure. Luna's cousin, Ingentia, is missing. We need to find her soon because we're taking part in the sound parade next week."
"Of course we will help you, Sonda. That's what friends are for,"
said Sol.
"But who is this Ingentia?"
"She's a mega dinosaur cousin of my friend Luna, who's a saurian as well. But unlike Ingentia, Lunasaria can fly,"
explained the wind.
"You probably know a lot about saurians, don't you? Can you help us find her? We have to hurry and look for her all around the province at once."
The kids were very excited about the adventure, but first they had to ask their teacher for permission to help Sonda. Besides, they couldn't forget their augmented reality glasses to avoid getting lost during the expedition. They explained the situation to the teacher. The Sun Parade had needed Ingentia, and they really wanted to help find her. The teacher, who was well acquainted with the story of Cousin Ingentia and called her Ingentia Prima, as all adults did, told them she had to ask their parents first. The teacher called their parents to ask for their permission. Fortunately, she came back all smiles because the kids had been allowed to help. She asked them to behave and obey Sonda, and added that once they got back to San Juan, they would have to tell the class all about their adventures and show them pictures of the places they visited during this mission. So, Sonda and the kids walked to Lunasaria, and the wind introduced them. She was standing by the mushroom, a gigantic rock formation known as El Hongo in Spanish.
Wow! What incredible wings!
Said Sol amazed.
Do you like them?
Asked Lunasaria, blushing.
They are this big thanks to an extension in one of my fingers, which supports this wing-shaped membrane.
That's so cool! I'm sure you can glide very high with those gliders you have, Luna!
Added Lauti, smiling.
But these gliders are a part of me,
laughed the Saurian.
Besides, when I travel with Sonda, I can fly really far. We're a great team, aren't we, my dear Sonda?
Said Luna.
Of course we are. Luna and I have shared thousands of incredible adventures. But now, we need you for these special missions, my human friend,
explained Sonda. And without hesitation, Sonda bent down, as he usually did when he wanted to have fun, and invited the kids to move down his back, just like on a slide in the air. Immediately, Sol and Lauti climbed onto Sonda's hands, and he placed the children behind his huge head. From that position, the kids slid down his back, shrieking with laughter.
Wow! This is great! I'm going! Luna, catch me!
Begged Lauti.
You rock, Sonda! I miss sliding down like this without feeling like I'm going to fall,
yelled Sol.
This is so much fun,
laughed Luna. After a while, Sonda remembered they had a very important mission to accomplish and proposed.
What do you think if we make the most of all these dry leaves I'm carrying here in my belly and throw them from the air as leaflets?
Say what?
Sol wanted to know more.
Leaflets are printed sheets of paper with advertisements which are handed out on the street. This time, there will be environmentally friendly leaflets, made with the recycled tree leaves.
Explained Sonda.
And what are you going to write on them?
Asked Lauti.
We can draw Ingentia on them and include our social media contact information, so whoever sees her can let us know.
Suggested Sonda.
Great idea! Let's do that! Kids, get some markers from your backpacks and let's draw Ingentia as many times as possible.
Suggested Luna. After a while, the kids had prepared hundreds of leaflets with the picture of Cousin Ingentia. Then, they started organizing the expedition. There was no time to lose, and while they prepared their things for the trip, they wondered where they could start the search and what might have caused Ingentia to leave overnight, literally.
I think she may have been hot and decided to go for a swim in a river or a lake,
thought Lauti.
Perhaps, but last night was cool,
said Lunasaria.
She could have gone to look for her mom. She might have been missing her,
guessed Sonda.
Let technology help us,
suggested Sol.
Yes, but where?
Asked Lauti.
At the observatory,
answered Sol.
You're right. We were there on a school outing last year,
exclaimed Lauti. The group of detectives was now ready to go, and Lunasaria asked the kids to climb on top of each of her wings. So, Lauti and Sol happily grabbed Lunasaria's wings and couldn't wait to fly through the sunny skies. While they were getting settled, Luna pronounced her magic words.
Hi, 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 let's fly. Low, 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 let's go. And all together, let's move on.
She told the kids that, when she was little, her classmates always laughed at her very long fourth finger, which supports her wings. Who would have thought that such a finger, where the membrane of her wings is, would now be useful for carrying the crew on such a noble mission. Sonda also remembered that when he was young, his friends, the trade and anti-trade winds, mocked his clumsiness, eagerness, and drive. He was notorious for being awkward and impulsive. In his childhood, he suffered a lot because of this. Lauti wanted to cheer his friends up.
At school, we learned that we are all different and we must respect and value our differences.
To avoid practical jokes or bullying, we should leave the bullies alone and not put up with their behavior or laugh at their jokes. The teacher told us that if bullies have no partners in crime, they stop,
said Sol with a serious expression. Quite surprised, Luna and Sonda looked at them and suggested sharing these ideas with their classmates when they went back from this super mission.